Here's an impression of campaigning in the general election 2010. It's now Sunday, the 18th of April. It's the end of a long week of Labour campaigning in Stafford constituency. And just let me take you through some of the kinds of things that happen. You know, I've always said I'm exceptionally busy as a Member of Parliament, working long hours every day. But now that I can't call myself a Member of Parliament, because we're in the campaign period after Parliament was dissolved, nevertheless, I still work very long hours, but more now campaigning in the sense of meeting people, asking them if they want to vote Labour at this election, talking to them if they've got questions or queries. Although, as it happens, still picking up problems along the way, like the woman last night who complained about drug dealers and fly tipping, which we'll have to do something to take up during the campaign, though obviously that's an additional obligation on me as well as the campaigning. So take a typical day. In the morning I'll be up quite early, checking emails, checking a post, seeing what's on for the day, and then starting with the first morning knocking on door session with supporters to talk to voters on their doorsteps if they're at home, leaving a card obviously if they're not at home. Quick break for lunch when checking the paperwork that I've picked up during the day, post that's come during the day, and checking again ahead what's coming up. And grabbing a quick bite to eat before out again, the second session, knocking on doors with supporters, talking to voters. Perhaps the early evening will then be a phone session ringing some voters, and then even in the evening, if it's warm and light, again another session knocking on people's doors. Though sometimes this programme of action for me personally is interrupted. For example, Radio Stoke wanted interviews with each of the candidates for Stafford constituency, and I had to take time out to give my interview. Another time there was a news crew wanted a response to an announcement by the Chief Constable of Staffordshire Police about restructuring neighbourhood policing. And then there are the hustings. Last week there was a meeting of all the candidates with the National Farmers Union's members in Stafford constituency, where we all faced an audience of farmers, gave a quick statement each at the beginning, and then answered their questions for what was about 2 hours, so it was quite an extensive questioning of each of us. And all of these things come together to make for, I suppose I could say, an exciting time, though it's also clearly a nerve-wracking time when you're the incumbent, and you know that whether you have a job or not depends on what voters decide at this election. But I am enormously upbeat. Yesterday, in glorious sunshine, I stood for 2 hours in Market Square, meeting all comers and saying hello and answering any questions and taking any points that people wanted to put to me. And overwhelmingly, despite what we know about the national mood of anger and despair, about the global recession and the terrible expenses scandal of many MPs, overall people are friendly. They want to listen, and although they're trust and faith in politics has taken a huge knock because of those events, and locally because of Stafford Hospital too. They still want to engage with politics, and they still want to find a person and a party that they feel they can trust with their vote. And so it's my job, it's the job of the other candidates, to persuade voters that it's better to vote than not to vote. And clearly in my case, I want to persuade them to vote Labour.